we had a meeting there on Friday, and it was a good turnout, Alan. There are a lot of debates about, you know, about why the service closed, and that question hasn't been answered. We talked about, you know, was the building fit for purpose? I've been over there and looked at it myself. It looks in reasonably good condition. I was told that there may have been mould on it, but, you know, if the HSE let the building run down to the extent that it moulded on the inside, I don't think that's a good enough reason for to close it down. And, you know, if that existing centre can't be reopened, then it's my opinion, we need to look for a brand new centre for Kilmacrenan, because it is a growing centre of population, and I think it's unacceptable that all these services have been stripped out of rural towns and villages and been put into larger towns.
Because when you check into, as you mentioned there, the size of the population in neighbouring villages, there is a serious need for healthcare provision there.
I do believe so. As opposed to just roughly, we believe at Kilmacrenan, primary healthcare centre is servicing about somewhere in the neighbourhood of about 6,000 people. And that takes on Term and Kilmacrenan right back towards Alistair and Coolboy, back in towards Trent and down to Port Lane. And, you know, I think it's unacceptable to, you know, in this day and age, for somewhere that had services on its doorstep for about 70 years, now for they have to get on buses and drive into Milford, particularly, you know, people with serious illnesses like cancer patients have to sit in the bus. You picked up at 9 o'clock in the morning, get on the bus in Milford at 1 o'clock to come home. It's a, you know, more than a half a day out. And, you know, some of them will be up 9 o'clock, nine appointments in the morning. And they're sitting on a bus until 1 o'clock until they're ready to come back to Kilmacrenan. For me and for the people that were at the meeting, it's totally unacceptable. And we're now writing to the HSE with a list of questions that we have. And then we're going to look for a meeting with them to see about getting our centre in Kilmacrenan reopened. And similarly in Churchill, we had a meeting on Saturday out there. The GP services didn't return to Churchill since COVID, and we want to see that service up and running again in Churchill, because again, the thread was the same through the meeting, as we don't understand why our service was closed, and we want the services back in our community. So the thread through the two meetings was exactly the same.